This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. The Islamist militant group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a wave of Christmas Day bombings on Sunday, including an attack on a Catholic church that killed at least 25 people. St. Teresa's Catholic Church in Madala, a town located about 40 kilometres from the centre of the capital Abuja, was packed out when the powerful bomb exploded during a Christmas service. Just hours after the first bomb, blasts were reported at two other churches in Jos in northern Yobe state at the town of Gedaka. At least 35 people died in the coordinated bombings. Police found two other explosive devices in Jos, which they deactivated. A suicide bomber attacked a funeral in northeastern Afghanistan on Sunday, killing at least 19 people, including an MP, and wounding dozens of others. Officials said the attacker, who was wearing a suicide vest, blew himself up among a crowd of mourners gathered for the funeral of a government official in Talukan City, the capital of Takhar province, 250 kilometres north of Kabul. More than 50 were wounded in the attack. Pope Benedict has delivered his traditional Urbi et Orbi speech to the city and the world and a blessing to tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square in Rome. The Roman Catholic Pontiff called for a resumption of a dialogue between Israel and the Palestinians. He also called for an end to violence in Syria. In his address, the 84-year-old Pope called for full reconciliation and stability in Iraq and Afghanistan. After his speech, the German-born pontiff delivered Christmas greetings in 65 languages. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Fuad Twal, the most senior Roman Catholic bishop in the Middle East, has called for an end to violence and inequality in his Christmas Mass in Bethlehem. Twal thanked Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for his peace efforts in the Middle East. Tens of thousands of Christians have flocked to Bethlehem to celebrate Christmas this year, with the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem calling for reconciliation in the Arab world after a year of upheaval. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda has said that he and his Chinese counterpart Wen Jiabao have agreed to work together in dealing with North Korea and promoting stability after the death of longtime leader Kim Jong-il. Noda, the first foreign leader to meet with China's leaders since Kim's death, emphasised the need to get stalled six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear program back on track. The six-party talks, which include the two Koreas, the United States and Russia, as well as China and Japan, are aimed at disarming North Korea of its nuclear capability. The Sudanese army claims to have killed the leader of the main Darfur rebel group in fighting on Sunday. The army said Khalil Ibrahim, who led the Darfur-based Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM, was killed during a military offensive in the North Kordofan state. JEM did not join a peace deal signed last year between other Darfur rebel groups and Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government in Khartoum. The UN estimates 300,000 people have died in the Darfur conflict and 2.7 million have been displaced. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has issued an international arrest warrant for al-Bashir for his alleged role in crimes against humanity in Darfur. Authorities in Iran said on Sunday they were again moving ahead with plans to execute a woman sentenced to death by stoning on an adultery conviction in a case that sparked an international outcry. Sakini Mohammadi Ashtiani is already behind bars serving a 10-year sentence on a separate conviction in the murder of her husband. In July 2010, Iran suspended plans to carry out a death sentence on the adultery conviction. A senior judiciary official said experts were now studying whether the punishment of stoning could be changed to hanging. Egypt's two leading Islamist parties have won about two-thirds of the votes for a party list in the second round of polling for a parliament that will help draft a new constitution, said the election committee. The party-led first list, led by the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, won 36.3% of the list vote, while the ultra-conservative Salafi al-Nur Party took 28.8%. Nigel Tandy, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.